Milwaukee mayor and Democratic candidate for governor Tom Barrett has asked that a portion of $100 million in federal highway aid be sent from Madison to Milwaukee to help fix the Hone Bridge. Governor Jim Doyle says the state transportation department is working to make sure the crumbling bridge is still safe. But he says the federal aid that Barrett mentions is spoken for elsewhere.
It's not like this is some new windfall of money. This was money that people knew was coming. This is money that was planned. It is money that is going to projects all over the state. And believe me, in any road system, there are always a lot of maintenance needs, and that's much of this is going for maintenance projects all over the state.
Some Milwaukee officials claim the state is slowly letting the Hone decay, so the bridge will eventually be torn down and be replaced by a lift bridge over Milwaukee's harbor and a more surface-level road. Governor Doyle says the long-term future of the Hone is no longer up to him.
This is a decision that the next governor is really going to have to make, because there's nothing that I'm going to be able to do in 6 months one way or another.
The co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee are out of town and unavailable for comment about the Hone Bridge. At least one Milwaukee business leader says high-speed rail money should be rerouted to fix the Hone. But Governor Doyle says if that money isn't used for rail, the federal government will take the funds away. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.